Welcome back. Dad Lawyer in my radio hut coming to you live from Dakota Avenue. Want to introduce you to the newest guy to our payroll, Greg Giroux, Red River Area Sportsman's Club. You're in here enough, so we're just going to start paying you.
I like it.
Don't hold me to that. Thank you for the donuts, by the way. Oh, folks, sure. Greg brought me donuts because he knows bribing me with the food's the way to go.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, those look delicious, and tear into those when I get a chance.
There you go.
And they're homemade.
Yes, they are.
That's the best part. Hey, what's going on, Greg?
Hey, wait a minute. Drum roll.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, we're just going to start with the drum
roll. Well, absolutely. We're up to the smoker right now.
There you go. Here, right. Let's give you a fanfare.
Woo-hoo!
Got all the bases covered. There you go.
I love it.
It's this Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
The biggie.
The big one for the Sportsman's Club. We've been doing this for 36 years.
Gets better every year, too.
Oh, we hope so.
Mm-hmm.
We started out in the Vets Club and had about 100 people or so. We outgrew that. We ended up at the Eagles, packed the place, and now the Eagles isn't with us anymore. So we moved over to the Wapton Community Center.
And you'll pack that place?
Yes.
Yeah.
We do. We've got it laid out on a computer program that shows us where to put the tables so we can get maximum density in there and still people can get up and move around.
Down to the square footage. Oh, I'm loving that.
Pretty darn close.
So people listen to this, Greg, and they don't know what the smoker is, maybe new to town, maybe living under a rock. What goes on at the smoker?
The smoker is the one and only fundraiser for the local sportsman's club, Red River Area Sportsmen. And there's a whole bunch of games and prizes and raffles going on that night. This is Saturday the 18th, and we have ladies' raffle, we have general raffle, we have silent auction, we have meat raffles, we have games, we have gun boards.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know the exact count right now.
I was going to say, what's the gun count up to?
Well, we're north side of 30.
Okay.
I can't give you an exact. I won't know until after our meeting, which is tomorrow night.
Right.
Then we'll know for sure, but it's at least 30. I'll give you that.
Not counting some late arrivals.
Well, very possible.
All right.
Yeah, very possible. We've got tickets are available. $20 will get you in the door, and we will feed you wild game stew, wild game chili, and a bunch of other goodies.
Yeah.
You'll have to show up to figure out what those are.
So wild game stew,
and
that's pretty much everything in the kitchen going into that, right?
Well, pretty close. Mm-hmm. Venison is the majority of it,
okay.
But we do have a few other goodies that are going to go in there this year.
Well, you're making the rounds today to kind of pick things up, right?
I'm picking up stuff today, and then Friday morning I've got some more to pick up. So it's going to be... you will not go away hungry, I'll guarantee you.
Never do at that event.
Not at that one. But if you want to join us, the tickets are $20. We have tickets available. They're available at a number of places around town. If you know for a fact that you're not going to be able to attend but still would like to support the Red River Sportsmen, we have a pre-raffle, and there are some firearms on there and some local goodies that... anybody would appreciate. And that's like a $250 gift card at Tractor Supply.
I'd take that.
$250 at Fairmont Lockers.
Take that too.
$250 at Manoc Meats.
Mm-hmm.
$250 at Allsager Meats. So if you're into something good to eat, get one of these blue tickets because you might win one of those.
What are the odds that somebody could win all three of those and be the freezer stock for the next year?
Ooh, that would be fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's possible.
But you can't win without a blue ticket.
Got to have a blue ticket.
Okay.
Yep. And those are $20. There's only 500 of them being sold. We're going to draw that the night before, so we'll be announcing at the smoker who the winners are, and we'll have the certificates there. So we also have five firearms on that. So you could... On the blue ticket.
Okay.
You could walk away with something really nice as far as a firearm. On the tickets for the smoker itself, There's also some prizes. Cash prizes. First prize, 300. Second prize, 200. Third prize, 100. And this will get you in the door. This will get you wild game stew, wild game chili. You got to come in to enjoy.
Well, the nice thing, you have so many of these raffles that the odds are pretty good that people come in and are going to win something.
Yep.
Okay.
We've got a whole series of games. We've got some new ones this year, and you'll have to show up to figure out what those are.
All right. Now, are you holding court throughout the night? I know you do that for Wild Game Show for the zoo. Do you do that for the smoker, too?
Yeah.
All right.
Starting at 4 o'clock. Doors open at 4,
mm-hmm.
and it starts about 4:30. We'd like to get a group in there, and then we'll start with the meat raffles and some of the other raffles. The games are all set up and ready to go. The boards are ready to go.
And people just have a good time showing up and talking, yeah.
They do, mm-hmm. The new games are going to be ready.
The new games are going to be incredible.
They'll be there.
I know one of them.
Uh-huh.
I've seen one of them.
Yep.
And it'd be worth going just to see how that operates.
Oh, yeah. That one's fun.
Uh-huh.
We share that with the zoo. So if you've been to the zoo one, you kind of have a hint of what that is.
Uh-huh.
That's as close as I'm getting.
Okay.
All right.
And, folks, by the way, I want to remind you, I've got smoker trivia every morning, too, around 7:45. With a very happy winner this morning that he's going to the smoke
round.
So listen up for that tomorrow Thursday and Friday, 7:45.
Okay. One more time.
Yeah.
Saturday, October the 18th, Wapton Community Center. Doors open at 4 o'clock, 36th annual Sportsman Smoker. Come on down. Have some fun.
Mm-hmm. And support
open invitation to anybody that would love to come down there if you're a younger person. Bring your parents along.
Mm-hmm.
We have tickets.
Yes, you do.
Yep,
yes, you do.
I got them laying right here.
And
if anybody wants tickets.
Be a good time. And we mentioned this before, and running through all the things that you guys do throughout the year, this supports everything. This kind of drives the boat.
This does. A lot of our focus is on the young people, getting them outdoors during the summer. We have fishing derbies. During the fall, we have hunting activities for the young folks. We partner with High Camp Construction, and we've got a ice fishing derby.
That's huge.
Every month, we've got Junior Wildlife. We support the local youth trap teams, archery teams. We were talking about off-air, we were talking about where does the money go? Well, the money stays here.
Mm-hmm.
The money that we raise stays Wapiton, Breckenridge, Richland County, Wilkin County, very little of it goes beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're members of the Wildlife Federation. We do a few things with them. That's North Dakota wide. But like I said, most of it is right here. And come and support us. The more you support us, the more we can do for the kids. And to get them outdoors and enjoy the outdoor activities.
And tomorrow you're going to be back again. That's what I mean. We'll just get you on the payroll here.
Well, yeah.
Greg Giroux, Red River Area Sportsman's Club.
We can do
good
that.
Thank you again for the donuts.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they're not going to last long. But we will talk tomorrow, my friend.
All righty. We'll see you then.
9:45 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.